hallelujah. Break the lock and soon you'll find you're losing that crown. A smile will spread all over the town. Don't give in, try and grin. Don't be like a passport photograph. Come on and meet Ted Ray. He'll take your troubles away.
And raise a lock.
Ted Ray.
Hello. Hello, boys and girls. Well, I don't know about raise a laugh. I ought to say raise a shame. For the awful boner I pulled last week about the clock going back. I do want to say thank you to all the listeners who wrote to me and pointed out the mistake. However, there were far too many letters for me to answer personally, so I beg your very, very pardon. And all I can say is that if you had a wife like Kitty, not to mention that pest Nelson, you wouldn't know where you were either. It's not bad. I ought to write a book. I see that Mr. Truman and Mr. Attlee are writing a book each. Did you know that? Truman's is about Venice, and he calls it The Gone Dollars. Attlee's is about Westminster, and he calls it The Dollars Gone. Do you know, many years ago, I was in a little traveling show up in Yorkshire, and before the show, it was my job to sit in the pay box and sell the tickets. Well, I was doing this one Monday afternoon when a little fellow came up, and he said,
What's on here tonight, please?
I said, well, there's me, and a juggler, two singers, and a trapeze act.
He said, I'm not very interested in that.
I said, but just a minute, that's not all. Starting this evening, one of the chorus girls is beginning the dance of the seven veils.
He said, really? I said, yes. He said, tell me, are there two shows a night? I said, yes. He said, good. He said, now let's see. He said, Monday, Tuesday, when? I'll have a ticket for First House Thursday.
Before I was a comedian, I used to be a crooner. I didn't do very well, so I thought up an idea just to boost up the act, you know. I got an usher to stand in the side aisles with a box of white mice, and when I started to sing, he was to let them out. And when the mice got amongst the audience, you see, the girls jumped up on their seats and held their skirts, screamed and swooned away. Grand idea. And very successful, too. But one night, I noticed two red-faced old girls in the second row. They never moved. I sent for the usher. I said, more mice. Get more mice, quick. They sent out the mice again. Still, these two old dames never moved, never moved. So I called the usher over. I said, go on, release more mice, more mice. And a voice in the second row said, you can bring on 1,000 mice, you'll never shift the black watch. Ah, it's a wonderful life. Show business, yes. The other night, I was in my dressing room and the call boy came in. He had a terrible black eye. I said, how did you get that, son?
He said, well, Mr. Ray, apart from being a call boy in the theater, I'm also a page boy in the hotel next door, you see. And he said, one night I was in the hotel when I heard someone's radio playing William Tell. Well, absentmindedly, I opened the nearest door and called, Overture and Beginners, please.
I said, you mean a fellow gave you a black eye just for that?
He said, yes. You see, it was the bridal suite. See you later.
Down on the levee in old Alabama, with Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy on a moonlight night. You can find them all while they are waiting. The banjos are syncopating. What are they saying? Oh, what are they saying? While they keep playing, a humming and swaying, it's the good cheer. Mama, believe there's come to carry the cotton away. See them shuffling along, go take your best gal real foul. Go down to the levee, I said to the levee, and join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song, it's simply great play. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Whistles are blowing, the smokestacks are showing, ropes they are throwing, excuse me, I'm going to a place where all is harmonious, even the preacher, he is the dancing teacher. Have you been down there, or were you around there?
If you ever go there, you'll always be found there. Why, doggone, here comes my baby on the good old Robert E. Lee.
them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal real proud. Go down to the levee, yes, head to the levee, and join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song, it's simply great, man. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
It's simply great, May, waiting on the levee,
waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Thank you, Boys and Bells. Next week, the boys and girls will sing that lovely song, My Wife's Got Her Pendant Out of Pawn, The Amethyst's Back Home. There's a saying very old, but very true. When one door shuts, another door opens. And all over the world, people are opening and shutting doors. But it's what happens when you open the door that's important. What am I talking about? The other week, I had a day off from the office, and Kitty and I had planned to have a day in town. You know, lunch and then a movie after.
You sound very happy, darling.
I am. Oh, I'm in a good mood today. Mm-hmm. Give us a kiss. Come on.
Now, don't. Now, Ted, stop that, please.
Oh, come on. Let me put my arm around your waist.
Now, will you please stop? Oh!
What have you got on? Oh. Suit of armor?
Well, never mind me. You stop playing about and get yourself ready.
I am ready, darling.
Well, why don't you clean your shoes? They look a bit dusty.
Well, they're my best ones. I haven't had them on for 2 years. Not since we buried Uncle Charlie.
Oh, yes. Poor Uncle Charlie.
Mm.
He's been gone a long time.
Mm. He ought to be there by now.
Well, we won't ever get there at all if you don't hurry up and clean those shoes, Ted.
All right, dear. I'll clean them. Where's the boot box? Ah, here it is. Ah, here's some of that posh white shoe cream.
She shines holy clean, all the shoes are suited.
Gee, what's the matter with this stuff? The more I brush, the duller it gets.
Why, Ted, you silly thing, you're using the toothpaste.
Toothpaste? No wonder the tongues of my shoes are hanging out. Kitty, what's the toothpaste doing in the shoebox?
Well, I have nowhere else to keep it, dear.
And look at this brush. The bristles are falling out.
Well, all right, helpless. You'll find another brush in that drawer.
Oh, all right. What's all this stuff in the drawer?
Oh, that, it's toothpaste, dear.
What, 20 tubes of it?
Well, yes, Ted. You see, I'm halfway there.
Halfway where?
Well, Ted, if I save 40 toothpaste cartons, I get a new towel.
Hmm.
Yeah. When I get 20 towels, well, what do you think?
I don't know.
I get a new bathrobe with my name on. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
And those bathrobes are 3 guineas in the shops, and the toothpaste only costs a shilling.
Wait a minute. Not so fast, kid. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I don't get this. Now, one bathrobe, 20 towels, huh?
Uh-huh.
One towel, 40 toothpaste. 20 times 40 is 800.
Uh-huh.
800 shillings?
Mm-hmm.
And the bathrobes are only 3 guineas in the shops?
That's right.
That's a clever girl. Goodbye.
Oh, Ted, where are you going?
I'm going upstairs to clean my teeth. I've got to get my money back.
Oh. Well, it isn't my fault.
All right, then whose fault is it?
Well, the men who come and sell it to me at the door.
The men at the door?
Yes, Ted, those traveling salesmen.
Hey, Teddy boy, who put the shoe cream in the bathroom?
Oh,
there's nothing to laugh at. I was cleaning my teeth and 4 of them fell out.
Perhaps they're not speaking to each other.
Well, it's all right for you. They fell off my plate.
It's the first time anything ever fell off your plate, Green Eagle.
Well, what shall I do now?
There's only one thing for it, Nelson. Go and spit on your Wellington boots.
What a rotten lot!
See what I mean? See what I mean, Kitty? See what happens? You don't want to listen to those traveling salesmen.
But, darling, it's so difficult to refuse.
Don't fall for their chatter. They'll talk you into anything. I wish I were here when those fellows call. I'd tell them.
Would you tell
them? Would I? They wouldn't come that stuff with me. Answer the door, Kitty.
Oh, all right, darling.
Good morning, madam. Good morning. I was just wondering...
Now, just a minute, Kitty. Just a minute. Leave this to me.
Well, sir...
Now, listen, you there, sir, and you needn't open your bag. We've got some.
I beg your pardon.
Well, no, not come.
I'm not here to sell you anything.
You're not? Oh, well, what do you want to knock on our door for?
Well, you see, I called to see Mr. Higgins up the road, and he was out, so I thought I'd... Heavens, look at your tie.
My tie? You look at your own tie. It's got beer dribbles down it.
No, old boy, your tie. It's my school, St. Charles. I'm an old Charlie, you know.
You are? Oh, I'm an old Charlie, too. Did you hear that, Kitty? We're a couple of Charlies.
Well, you certainly look like it standing there.
Oh, no, no, dear. We were at school together, St. Charles. Come in, old boy. Make yourself at home. I'll carry a bag.
Thanks, old man. Thanks. Just until I can see Mr. Higgins, of course. Well, well, well. Fancy you being an old Charlie. Remember Puggy Pedler?
Do I? The biggest twerp in the school.
Well, that was me, old boy.
Was it? Oh, was it? Oh, I say, here. Do you remember the chap who put a tin lid down the back of his pants instead of a book?
By Jove, don't I just.
And when the headmaster came to him, it sounded like a gong. The school went home half an hour early.
Oh, now there was a chap the old school should have kicked out.
I was. How are you?
I say, sorry, old man.
That's all right. That's a long time ago. I'm sorry I bawled you out of the door.
Oh, that's quite all right, old man.
It was my fault, really.
Oh, no. You see, it's my fault. My husband here thinks that I buy too many things at the door.
You know, my wife's just the same. Just the same.
Oh, they couldn't pull that stuff on us men, though. We're different. We never fall for that line.
Well, of course they don't. Of course they don't. If a man wants anything, he goes and buys it because he needs it.
That's just what I said to you, Kitty. Just what I said. Mm-hmm. Shows how right I was, darling. Get my old school drum and drink, dear. Give me a drink.
All right, darling. Yeah.
Now, for instance, take what I have in my case. Now, here's a bottle of hair cream. Now, supposing I tried to sell you this.
Then I'd say I've already got two bottles of hair cream.
It would have been silly of me to try, of course. Mind you, this is the finest hair cream in the country and the lowest in price. Smell it.
Lovely, lovely.
You know, Sam Higgins uses nothing else. He's used it for years.
Good.
Yes. You see, Sam's a smart fellow. He realized the value of our free gift scheme.
Free gift scheme?
Yes, with every 12 bottles of hair cream, we give one of these.
That's a nice article.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. What is it?
A celluloid collar.
Oh. Lovely, lovely.
Oh, of course, mind you, export only, you know.
I am.
Oh, yes, America buys them by the gross.
Do they?
Yes. Collars for dollars, that's our slogan.
Very good. That's wonderful.
They are. Reversible, convertible, and washable.
That's handy.
Yes, you can you can wash your neck with them without taking your collar on.
Very good idea. Wash your neck with it on or off.
Reversible, as I said. Now, there's only one thing you have to watch.
What's that?
Be very careful when you're lighting your pipe.
Oh, yes. Well, thanks for letting me in on this, old man. I'll take 12 bottles.
12 bottles? Okay, yeah. Now then, try this collar on for size.
Good. Thanks. How much do I owe you now?
Let me see. 12 bottles of 3 shillings. £1.16, old man.
Right, thank you. Kitty!
Yes, darling?
Lend me £1.16, dear, will you?
What for?
Hair cream, dear. How do you like my new collar?
I don't like it, and I'm not going to lend you £1.16.
Come on, dear. Don't make me look a fool. It won't be a minute, old man.
Oh, it's quite all right, old boy. No hurry.
Come on, Kitty, come on. Give me the money.
No, Ted.
Go on, give him the money.
What did you say?
I told your wife to give you the money.
How dare you talk to my wife like that?
My dear old boy, I'm only trying to help you.
You mean you're only trying to help yourself? What do you mean, coming in here and causing trouble in my home?
Oh, well, of course, if that's how you feel.
That's exactly the way I feel. Oh. Now take your hair cream and your celluloid collar and get out.
Oh, very well. Well, of all the...
Well, Kitty, I hope you're satisfied.
Well, I only did what you told me.
Yeah, just because I was going to get something for nothing, if it had been a bathrobe for you, that would have been a very different story.
But, Ted, I...
Yeah. Wait a minute. What do I want with a celluloid collar and 12 bottles of hair cream? I was going to pay out £1.16, wasn't I?
That's right, dear.
Thank you, darling. You say, Mr. Money.
I hope so.
We've learned our lesson this time, haven't we?
We certainly have, sir.
It's very funny, you know, really. Here's another one. Don't worry. Are you ready, dear?
I'm ready, darling.
Okay. Open the door. Yes, old man? What is it?
Excuse me, I'm traveling.
Well, keep traveling.
Melody from out of the sky, my brother and I.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob and Alf Pearson. Our melodies this week tell the story of the different methods of transport used by courting couples. Before there were any vehicles at all, they had, of course, to walk.
Gee, it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing a song, I'm reciting a poem. The hours go by, they give me the eye, walking my baby back home.
Then came the horse and buggy.
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, just see them going, going to the fair. John and Mary, jogging along behind the old gray mare. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, God bless them, what a happy pair. John and Mary, jogging along behind the old gray mare.
The bicycle.
On a bike built for two, I'll go riding with you. We'll go rolling, oh, rolling along. It's the grandest machine, it's the best ever seen. Just go rolling, oh, rolling along. Our hearts will go riding in rhythm, the breeze singing love's sweetest song. Over valley and hill, there is no greater thrill than rolling, oh, rolling. Rolling, oh, rolling, rolling, oh, rolling.
Then came the photograph.
That's when he'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen, but every minute when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix up his automobile.
Next, an aeroplane.
Me and Jane in a plane, soaring up to the clouds. Me and Jane in a plane, far away from the crowds. In my two-seater, what could be sweeter? We'll have St. Peter step inside and bless the bride. I'll be keeping my eye on the man in the moon. He's a dangerous guy when he starts to spoon. My kisses I'll shower a million an hour. No traffic cop will ever stop me and Jane in a plane.
But whichever method was used, when they got to the old front porch, it was always the same.
For he said, good night, sweetheart. All my prayers are for you. Good night, sweetheart. Angels will watch o'er you. Dreams and fold you.
We present Ted Ray as George, the man with a conscience. We find George in the office of the Daily Bugle being briefed by his boss, Mr. River.
Now, George, Daniel Good died last year.
Who, sir?
Daniel Good. You know, Dan.
Is he still at it?
No, no, no. Dan Good, the batter pudding king. He's dead. He made all kinds of puddings.
Did he?
Yes, black puddings, treacle puddings. Ah, but the Christmas puddings broke his heart.
Why, Mr. Rivers?
They nationalized the workhouse masters.
Oh. Oh, what a shame. Hey, what's all this got to do with the Bugle?
Oh, well, I want you to go down to his country house, Battersby Grange.
What for?
To bring back the story of his last will and testament.
Very well, sir.
And George?
Yes, sir.
You know the old saying, where there's a will,
there's relations.
Ta-ta!
Well, here we are at Paddington. Now, I wonder where my train goes from. I must find out. Yes, Conscience?
Keep your earmuffs off and listen to the last station loudspeaker.
Oh, yes, of course.
The train on ringing, all ringing, is on platform 6.
Pardon me, Porter.
Yes, sir?
What did he say?
What did he say? I wish I knew. I'm only a porter. I just carry coal night and day.
Blimey, must be a coal porter.
Never mind him. Go and ask that girl with the tea trolley.
Oh, yes. Excuse me, miss.
Why, what have you done?
Eh? Mm? Could you tell me where to get a train for Battersby Junction,
please? I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that at 11 o'clock I put 2 gallons of hot water into this here hand.
Well, I only asked you a question.
Well, I don't know the answer. All I know is that at 4 o'clock I put another 2 gallons of water in this here hand. Now then, do you want a cup of hot or not? What?
All right, then.
With or without?
Without what?
Without me thumb in it.
Oh. I can't waste time here. I'm going to get my ticket.
George.
Yes?
Go to that pigeonhole and have a 2-bob forecast.
Don't be silly. This isn't a dog track.
The winning trains were out of platforms 2 and 4. Forecast dividends, £3.19.
What a way to run a railway. No wonder they're losing money. Anyway, I'll get my ticket. Here's the booking office. Excuse me.
Yes?
Can I have a ticket to Battersby Junction?
Yes, come in.
Come in, I can't. There's no door.
Never mind, come in.
Well, how did you get in?
I married the boss's daughter.
George, stop wasting your time hanging around pigeonholes. There's a smashing bird in inquiries.
In inquiries?
Yes, and she won't need much asking.
Good. Inquiries, here we are. I'll go in and ask. Oh, miss.
Oh, go away. Don't ask me any questions. I'm so upset.
Why, what's the matter?
It's my husband, Bob. He left me 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Bob's on the loose?
Yes. Mm. And last week he left me for a blonde.
Oh, Bob's on the tires?
But he came home yesterday in a shocking state, so I sent for the doctor.
Oh, so Bob's on his back?
Yes. And as he was getting his prescription, the government stepped in.
Yes, now Bob's on the bottle. Oh, dear. Oh, Conscience, I can't stand it. A slow train, 2 changes, and then a long walk. My feet are killing me. Surely we should be at Battersby Grange by now. Oh, I'll ask that little girl who's coming down the lane. Why, she's leading a pony. Hello, little girl.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Oh. Well, Jennifer, can you tell me the way to Battersby Grange?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, will you lend me your pony?
Yes. But you can't ride it.
No?
No, you'll have to walk alongside of it, see?
Why, Jennifer?
Because it's a shucks pony, see?
Well, here we are, Battersby Grange, the home of the late Daniel Good.
Go on, knock on the door.
But there's no knocker.
No knocker?
No.
Then send for a radio critic.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, Conscience. I'll ring the bell.
Yes?
I've come for the reading of the will.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to go round to the back. This entrance is reserved for members of the Good family.
Blimey, that's the first time I've seen a Good's entrance at the front.
Who is it? Who is it, Miss Ward?
It's a person from the Bugle.
And does he want to use the blower?
No. No, I've come for the reading of the will.
Oh, well, don't stand there. Come in.
Thank you. My, but you must be very old.
Oh, I am. I'm over 100.
Oh.
I was married once.
You were?
Yes. Mm. But I didn't see much of my husband.
No, I suppose he was out all day selling his almanacs, eh?
Yes, now, you go into the kitchen and get something to eat.
Thank you very much.
Just go through that door and ask the cook to slip you a bake well.
Tart?
No, it's not a sweet.
Oh, yes.
Hello, cook.
Hello, dearie.
What's your name?
Crystal Jollybottom, you saw. Here, take your elbow out of me pressure cooker.
Don't be like that, darling. Do you know what I want?
No, I don't. And I'll thank you not to sit on me raspberry flan.
Tell me, where's the room where they're going to read the will?
Oh, stop pushing me.
Come on.
Oh, your press card's sticking in me cornish fessy.
Come on, dear, you know. Where's the library?
I don't know. Oh, stop it. Oh, your briefcase brings me back a pudding.
Well, come on and tell me.
Now, all right. Well, it's up the stairs, past the horsehair sofa, and you'll find it at the end of the carpet.
All right, now, will you come and show me the way?
No, you're not getting me on the carpet yourself, but...
Well, she was right, Conscience. This is the library. I wonder if I can get in. After all, it isn't a public library.
It looks more like a public...
Quiet, Conscience.
Oh, good morning, good morning. My name is Pinch Beck, you see. I'm the family lawyer. Ah, you're from the Bugle, I take it.
Yes, that's right.
I suppose you were familiar with the late Daniel Goode?
No, I never met the old batter pudding mixer.
Well... I regret to state that out of 40 descendants, there are only 3 surviving members of the family. Good, good, good.
That's you.
Oh, quiet.
Sorry, I was just carried away for a minute, you know. I assume.
Now, these 3 are here today. Noah Good.
How are you?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Isa Good and Justice Good.
Pleased to meet you.
Likewise, I'm sure. Yes.
Well, now then, without further preamble, yes. I will read the will.
Yes.
I, Daniel Goode, hereby bequeath £20 million to my son, Noah Goode.
That's me! Oh! Why? He's been shot! Oh, who did it?
Never mind that. Get on with it, Pinchbeck.
Oh, very well, very well, very well. I bequeath to my daughter, Isa Good.
That's me!
Oh! Blimey! She's been shot dead, too.
Never mind that. Get on with it, Pinchbeck.
Oh, very well. And to my nephew, Justice Good.
That's me.
Mommy, look. All the goods have been killed.
Yes, but where did the shots come from?
Someone is firing from behind that painting of Daniel Good. There. Give me a hand, Pinchbeck. We'll tear it from the wall.
Oh, very well.
Why, it's the housekeeper.
None of the goods will get the money now.
But Daniel Good left £20 million. What shall I do with the money?
Give it to the government.
The government? Why?
Because there's been too much money chasing too few goods. Boys and girls, how that old clock does go round. We'll be with you again next week when once more we'll help you to...
Raise a laugh, raise a laugh. Don't be like a passport for the crowd.
Gloomy days soon will pass. Come on, folks, raise up your glass.
And raise a glass.
You've been listening to Ted Ray and Raise a Lark with Kitty Blewett, Bob and Alf Pearson, the Bells and the Bells, Fred Yule, Peter Sellers, Patricia Hayes, and Leslie Perrin. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black. The program was written by Eddie McGuire and Ted Ray, and the production was by George Imp.